Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Janine Wolf, Director of Washington County Environmental Health, about bedbugs in the area. This is part one of a two-part interview. Well, we've talked about bedbugs in the past, and you're having an event for the public coming up. Can you tell us a little bit more about the event?
The event is going to be at the County Extension Office on February 4th from 6:30 to 9 o'clock at night. The last one I had was at Mar Park, and it was during the daytime, and I've had a lot of people ask if I could hold one after work in the evening, so that's what this is for. And everybody should attend.
And can you let us know who will be speaking at the event?
Yeah, there'll be Springer Pest Control from Cedar Rapids. Dina has a very good presentation that talks about why do we have a problem and on when did this problem take place and so on and so forth. And then Gordon Olberding will be there with Jackson, the bedbug sniffing dog, to educate about how he works, how the dog works, that kind of stuff.
And for people who still aren't familiar with what bedbugs are, can you let them know what bedbugs are?
Bedbugs are a unique bug. They're unlike any others. They are a parasite, just like mosquitoes, head lice, wood ticks. What makes them unique is they are the only parasite that lives on human blood from the time they're born till the time they die. So mosquitoes, rest of them only need a host to reproduce. So, and that bed bugs are, what attracts them is the CO2 that you emit and warmth. So other than that, they're going to hide. They don't like to be disturbed. So they only come out at night. And that's what makes them a little bit more unique before you know you have them.
And do they carry disease?
No. It has not been proven that they carry a disease, so they're not a public health threat.
All right, so they're more of a pest.
Exactly.
And what are some of the signs that people may notice that would show they do have bed bugs?
If they see like little blood spots, pinprick blood spots on the sheets, that's usually a sign that you've rolled over on them. 70% of people do not show a reaction to the bite. 30% do. A reaction would be normally you would see it on your neck or your arms because they're going to go for the place that is the most convenient to get to. And some people will show red marks, welts, hives. They'll react to it somehow. But 70% of people do not. So your best bet is to be aware of how you get them, be aware of what to look for, and understand them.
And how do people get bed bugs in their home?
They can get them from anywhere. And the biggest thing I really want to make sure that people understand is having a clean home has nothing to do with it. A lot of people go, I keep a clean home, so I don't have to worry about it. Yes, you do, because you can get them from anywhere from a hotel room to theater seats to putting your hanging your coat up next to somebody else who has it, to almost just about anywhere that people are, bed bugs can be too.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Janine Wolf, Director of Washington County Environmental Health, speaking about bed bugs. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.